Psalm 14:1 says, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, they have done abominable works, there is none that doeth good." Every April 1st, many people really get into April Fool's Day. It's a big day for these folks. They dress funny, prank people, pull practical jokes, and otherwise make a fool of themselves that one day of the year. But for the atheist, it's just another day like any other. Because every day that a man or woman says there is no God is a fool's day. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. But a number of years ago, April Fool's Day landed on a Sunday, and I looked it up. I believe it was the year 2007. I don't remember seeing or hearing anyone else point this out before that time. Maybe they had, and I'm sure they probably had. But instead of mentioning that it was April Fool's Day, I encouraged everyone to wish their atheist and agnostic friends a happy Atheist Day every April 1st. And I remember that once we put that out on the internet, we got a lot of response from folks saying, "I never thought of that, but April Fool's Day should be the annual atheist holiday." Why? Because there is no bigger fool than the atheist. For starters, what is a fool? A fool is a special kind of stupid. That may sound mean, but it's true. And why is that? Because a fool lives in denial of what they know is true. We are told that fools ignore and reject truth. It's not that the fool doesn't know the truth or have access to the truth. Many of these guys and gals have been raised in Christian homes and they know good and well the truth. But they don't desire the truth, and they live as though they don't know what they do know. And that's a special kind of stupid. Proverbs 10:8 says, "The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall." You see, the commandments are right in front of their face. They have access to them. They know what God's truth is, but they will not receive them, so they fall. Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise." I've talked to a number of self-professed atheists, and after presenting certain points that demonstrate the existence of God, they look at me with a straight face and say, "I don't care what you say. I won't believe in God." In other words, these atheists were exactly what God's word says about a fool. But what would cause a man or woman to reject what is reasonable and logical and hold on to a belief that they knew was contradicted by reality, by the facts? Well, Psalm 14:1 again explains, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." And it really is that simple. Psalm 53:1 says nearly the same thing. "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good." And Jesus explained it clearly in John 3:19. "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." Now, some atheists like the late Christopher Hitchens, Richard Dawkins, Sam Harris, and others pretend to have serious reasons for their unbelief. They write books. They'll debate theists and Christian apologists. They'll hold lectures presenting their cases. But their cases and claims are torn to shreds by contemporary Christian authors and lecturers like William Lane Craig, John Lennox, Frank Turek, Norm Geisler, Josh McDowell, Lee Strobel, Gary Habermas, and others. And if you ever take the time to read these materials, as I have, and watch the many hours of debates between these men, as I have, you'll simply come to a point where you realize that the psalmist and the words of Jesus nailed it. "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." It doesn't have anything to do with the truth versus error. They love lies. As Jesus said, "And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." They love their sin.